We will begin the story in just a moment, but first I have a message for the parents out there. We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. When I was looking to hire someone, it felt like taking on a whole nother job. I wish I had Indeed, because then I would have been leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day with Indeed's matching engine, which constantly learns from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsor job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/story. Just go to Indeed.com/story right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/story. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Indeed.
Story spectacular.
It's a story spectacular double feature. Today's ocean adventures are Lawrence the Lighthouse and Dive In. If you enjoy these two silly sea sagas, be sure to subscribe to Story Spectacular on your podcast app.
Who wants a story?
Welcome to Story Spectacular, the saltwater show you can take on the go. Listen along in the car, while you're having a snack, or even while you're playing in the bathtub. I'm your host, Angie. Today's show is a double feature with two seaworthy stories. First, we will meet a lighthouse named Lawrence who's afraid of the water. I hope Lawrence finds a way to loosen up and have a little fun. Let's find out and begin this first feature now. Lawrence the Lighthouse. The bay is a hustling, bustling place with lots of movers and shakers. There are ferry boats, tugboats, giant ships, and tiny sailboats. Everyone loves to have fun in the water. Everyone but Lawrence the Lighthouse, that is.
Ugh, no thank you.
One morning, a lobster boat trolls up to Lawrence and asks, "Why don't you come out and play, Lawrence? The water is fine." But Lawrence retorts,
"Don't be ridiculous. My job is to stay put on the land and shine my guiding light for the boats. Besides, the ocean is not safe for a lighthouse like me."
"Aw, come on, Lawrence. There's nothing to worry about."
"Oh, yeah? What about sharks?"
"Ah, nah. Those overgrown guppies won't hurt ya."
"Well, what about super storms or giant waves?"
"Gee, I just follow the nautical safety protocol and ride it out."
"Not me. I will not budge. I will never go into the water."
"Suit yourself, Lawrence, but you're missing out on all the fun."
The lobster boat trolls away from the lighthouse to go play with its friends in the bay. That night, everyone gathered around the bay to celebrate with fireworks. Lawrence shied away from the crowd and hid his bright light.
Kaboom!
The blast startled Lawrence. The ground shook below him and
whoop! Whoa! Whoa!
Lawrence slipped and fell into the ocean. The lighthouse bobbed up and down in the water. A group of seals surrounded Lawrence and tossed him up and down, back and forth.
"Hee hee, hee hee. Stop that at once!"
Lawrence blinked his bright light and honked his horn at the seals, hoping they would leave him alone.
The seal suddenly grew quiet and quickly swam away.
That'll teach you.
But Lawrence soon realized why the seals had skedaddled. At that very moment, a shark was swimming his way. Lawrence tried to paddle away, but it was no use. The shark grew closer and closer, then popped its head out of the water with a friendly smile and said,
"Were those pesky seals bothering you? I know a quiet place we can go to get away from the riffraff."
The friendly shark led Lawrence to a tiny island away from the noise where they could watch the stars in peace and quiet. But all of a sudden, a dark cloud appeared, and they were soon in the middle of a super storm. Thunder boomed and lightning cracked, and rain began to pour.
"Swim away, Lawrence!"
The ocean swelled, and a mega wave lifted Lawrence up into the air. Then the wave spoke in a booming voice.
"I've never seen a fish like you before. Are you lost?"
"I'm not a fish," snapped Lawrence. "I'm a lighthouse. Leave me alone."
"Don't be afraid. I can help you."
The wave gathered Lawrence up into its crest. Then the shark.
Oh, whoop.
And then the seals. Lawrence and the bewildered sea creatures all tumbled around inside the curl of the wave. With great speed, the colossal wave rolled into the hustling, bustling bay. All of the boats gathered to see what the commotion was all about. Everyone was shocked to see Lawrence and his new friend surfing on a giant wave.
"Yahoo! This is fun!"
The wave gently lifted Lawrence the lighthouse up from the water and placed him back home on his lookout perch.
"Come back for a visit anytime."
The next morning, the sun rose over the bay. The lobster boat trolled its way up to Lawrence the lighthouse and asked,
"Are you coming out today, Lawrence?"
"I sure am. There's no place more exciting than the ocean."
Just then, the big friendly wave rolled up.
"Hi!"
And gave Lawrence a ride so he could play with his friends in the hustling, bustling bay.
"Cool!"
And speaking of extraordinary things, Tildy is back to tell us 3 extraordinary fun facts. Tildy is a tortoise. She's one of the oldest living creatures on the planet. Tildy has traveled all around the world and has seen many, many things. She's joining us here today to share some fun facts. Isn't that right, Tildy?
That is correct, Angie. I've been all around and seen just about everything there is to see. Today I have 3 fun facts about lighthouses. Fact 1. Lighthouses are kind of like giant signs for ships. They signal with bright lights and loud horns to help guide boats along the coast at night or during foggy weather.
Gosh, lighthouses sure sound important.
Fact 2. Lighthouses have been around a long, long time. The Lighthouse of Alexandria was the first known lighthouse. It was one of the 7 wonders of the ancient world.
Wow, that means lighthouses have been around longer than you, Tildy.
Why, Angie, I'm only 200 years old, not 2,000. Fact 3. People who operate lighthouses are called keepers. Before electricity, the keepers used to live in the lighthouses and burn wood or coal to keep the lamps aglow.
Golly, it sounds like lighthouse keepers have really late bedtimes.
They do indeed, Angie. If I ever become the first turtle lighthouse keeper, I'll be sure to come back and let you know.
Sounds good to me, Tildy. Come back again soon to share more fun facts with us.
Goodbye, young ones.
We had an enlightening show today. We heard about Lawrence the Lighthouse, who overcame his fear of the ocean. We also checked in with Tildy the Tortoise, who brought us some fun facts about lighthouses. I think lighthouses are just brilliant.
Story spectacular!
For our second feature, we will tag along with Scamp the Lobster to the Undersea Festival. What fun things do you think we will see? Let's find out and begin our second silly sea saga now. Dive in. It's summertime on the ocean floor. Time for all of the local sea creatures to unwind at the Undersea Festival. Let's dive in! A friendly flounder and a surf clam are very happy to meet up at the festival.
Hi, Gil! Nice day for the festival!
Indeed! Cold and clammy!
Scamp is a shy little lobster who isn't quite sure if he wants to join in on the fun. A cool crab named Jonah strolls up to Scamp and says,
Hey, Scamp!
Hi, Jonah Crab.
You going to the Undersea Festival?
Gee, I don't know. I heard it could be kind of a big and roughy crowd.
Come on, Scamp. You really need to come out of your shell.
Well, I guess I'll think about it.
All right. Catch you later.
We'll check back in with Scamp in a little while to see what he decides. And now, let's get back to the festival. It's a great place for delicious seafood. Tina the Tuna swims up to Mr. Octopus's food cart to order a delicious snack.
What'll it be, ma'am?
I'll have a peanut butter and jellyfish sandwich, and for dessert, a crab cake.
That'll be $3 sand, please.
Ooh, it looks like our friend Scamp may be changing his mind about going to the Undersea Festival after all. You see, Scamp has had a little lobster crush on a sweet scallop named Susie, and she is sashaying her way over to Scamp right now.
Hey, Scamp! Gee, hi, Susie Scallop.
My friends and I are heading to the festival. Are you going to go?
Oh, yeah. I was thinking about coasting over there later.
That's great. You should come over and join in on all the festival fun.
The Undersea Festival has loads of carnival games. Like pin the tail on the dolphin.
That tickles.
And a sea turtle dunk tank.
Swim right up and give it your best shot.
Bet you can't dunk me.
Oh, yeah?
Whoa! And we've got a winner, folks. The big prize goes to the shrimp.
The festival also has radical rides, like a seahorse merry-go-round.
Giddy up, seahorsey!
A swinging pirate ship.
This boat is fantastic!
And of course, a water slide!
Yahoo!
You made quite a splash!
And look, here comes our friend Scamp the Lobster now.
Hey, Susie Scallop. Scamp, you made it! This Undersea Festival is really cool.
It sure is. Do you want to go dance?
Oh, yeah. Let's swim over to the dance floor.
The Undersea Festival even has live music and a whole lot of dancing.
Papa was a floating stone. I've been buoyant since the day I was born.
Woohoo! Rock on!
I am clam digging this song.
Just as our friends Scamp and Susie arrive, a big, bad, blue lobster sidles up to Scamp and taps him on the shoulder.
I challenge you to a
Whoa, you've got some big muscles.
What are you, some kind of a shrimp?
No, but you're a real bad bully.
And just then, a giant fishing net drops down from up above and falls directly on top of the mean blue lobster bully.
Oh dear.
It looks like he'll be tied down for a while.
Haha. Come on, Scamp, let's go dance.
The sea creatures love to dance the night away.
Go on, shake your tail, Rudder.
Look at me, I'm dancing with a starfish.
Scamp and Susie make their way out into the dance floor.
Hey, look, it's Scamp. He's dancing with Susie Scallop. That is one cool crustacean. Way to go, Scamp.
The lobster and scallop make quite a dancing duo. They clack and snap and do all the cool aquatic dance moves.
This is really fun, Scamp. I'm so happy to be here at the festival with you.
Me too, Susie. This has been quite the underwater adventure.
Yes, folks, the ocean seems a lot less blue when you dive in and see what life has to offer. I love diving into the ocean and going to the Undersea Festival. It seemed like Scamp the Lobster really had a nice time, too. Now, let's hear from Tildy the Tortoise. Tildy is a tortoise. She is one of the oldest living creatures on the planet. She has traveled all around the world and has seen many, many things. She's joining us here today to share three fun facts. Isn't that right, Tildy?
That is correct, Angie. I've been all around and seen just about everything there is to see. Today I have some fun facts about lobsters. Fact 1. Lobsters can live a long, long time. The oldest lobster ever known was estimated to be 140 years old.
Wow, that lobster must have seen a lot of undersea festivals over the years.
Woohoo! Lobster, rock on!
Fact 2. Lobsters can grow pretty large. The record weight for the biggest lobster is 44 pounds.
Wow, that's shell-shocking. But how do lobsters grow anyways?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, Angie. In order to grow bigger, lobsters shed their shells and grow another larger shell. This process is called molting.
Gosh, lobsters are really neato.
They are indeed, Angie. If I ever become the first tortoise to molt my shell like a lobster, I'll be sure to come back and let you know.
Sounds good to me, Tildy. Come back again soon to share even more fun facts.
Goodbye, young ones.
Holy mackerel! Today's show was an underwater spectacular. We took a dive down to the Undersea Festival where we met Scamp the Lobster. I'm so glad that Scamp went to the festival to join in on the fun. He really came out of his shell. We also heard from Tildy the Tortoise, who brought us some fun facts about lobsters. I hope to dive into the ocean again soon.
Story Spectacular.
Story Spectacular is written and hosted by Angela Ferrari. To learn more about the show and to watch spectacular videos, go to storyspectacular.com. While you're there, you can get free song downloads and printable activity pages, too. Thanks for tuning in to this special seaworthy double feature. I hope to see you at the ocean again soon. Thanks for listening.
Woohoo!